Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'd like to welcome you back. Today is Monday, March the 27th, 2017. We pray all is well. We pray that springtime, the end of March here, and springtime is, seems like it's a full bloom here in the most of the parts of the eastern East Coast, in Baltimore and D.C. area. We had 70 and 80 degrees the last couple of days, so maybe we just had that breakthrough and we're done. Amen. And be ready to move into spring and then on our way to summer, and a prosperous summer. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to come to you live. We had some technical difficulties last Monday, but tonight we have Minister Brian Bortley, wellness coach, and New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders Minister of Wellness, and he's Professional Black Men's Wellness Committee Chairman. And he will share some information tonight, some health issues. We brought him back. We like to bring back at least once a month to talk on some of the health issues that concern men in our lives and our eating habits and all the things that affect disease and help us help keep ourselves disease-free. Because, again, we know as men of God, our body is the temple of the living God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. We also have to be mindful that the way we may have been raised and the way we're living may not be beneficial to the health of our body and keep us healthy. So we just want to encourage you tonight and speak about it. And the brother's going to share some insightful information, some education, and some links and some things that we can do to try and just help it. Tonight we're going to touch on cancer and some of the things that we can do in our diets that can help us prevent us from that being a statistic and also prevent us from cancer and some of the things that we do. So we're going to bring him in and let him talk about that. Let me open up a scripture. We'll go over scripture and prayer, and we're going to be right to the conversation. And we also have one of my co-hosts, brother, was available, and he's going to join us also tonight, overseer Maurice Cornwell, and he's going to be part of the conversation tonight. So let me start with scripture, amen, and prayer. I'm going to be reading from James, chapter number 4. It's James, chapter number 4, starting at verse number 7. And the word of God says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for humble hearts and a humble mind today, O God. We thank you, O God, for your sanctifying power, O God. We thank you for your Son, O God, that died, O God, that we might be restored and reconciled back unto you, God. We thank you for forgiveness of sins, O God. We thank you for the sacrifice and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, O God, that washed away our sins and redeemed us, O God. Father, today, O God, we ask, O God, that you would search our hearts, God. Remove those things that are not like you, O God. Remove those things, O God, that we don't think like you, Lord God. Father, give us a God's view, a God's world vision, Lord God, that we might see, O God, that we might be able to be men of God who lead in our homes, in our communities, and in our churches, O God. Strengthen us to be what you called us to be, fulfill the purpose that you created us for, O God. And this is our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, tonight, before we get to the conversation, we have a couple announcements. We have some upcoming major events. Our Man Up event is alive and well. It's going to be held on April the 22nd, Saturday, April the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we're going to, we're having it here and locally in the Pasadena area of Maryland. It's a suburb of Baltimore, Maryland. It's right in between Baltimore and D.C., and that's going to be on Saturday, April the 22nd. And the theme for our Man Up event this year is going to be, we have more in common than we are different. And that's going to be our theme. We're connected with five churches have come together, five church men's ministries have come together, and they're going to be part of this gathering. And we invite you to come out. If you have Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page, you can get the information and links there. You can inbox us and we let you know about registration. We can email you out the registration link. and get you signed up to attend and join us. We encourage you to come out and join us. We're going to have three sessions that night, that day. We're going to have three sessions. The first session on marriage is going to be Now the Honeymoon's Over, How to Survive for the Next 30 Years, because we're going big. We have vision. We're going to be planting vision in the lives of men, no matter how long you've been married. Well, our goal is 30. Because if you make it to 30, there ain't no reason you can't keep on going. Amen? Amen. The next session is going to be strengthening your brother and the importance of us, of men reaching men. Men mentoring men, men discipling men. The reason that we are called to reach out to the lost, the unbeliever, as men. You know, when we go out and evangelize, are we spreading the gospel, are we sharing the gospel, and are we sharing it into a way where men can be attracted to the church? We all know what folks say about the church and the women and all that, but there are men of God in the church. But then again, we have to take responsibility and hold ourselves accountable. Are we reaching other men for Christ? Amen? So, and our third one is going to be CIA, Character, Integrity, and Accountability, the secret battle that we all go through. And we're going to touch on some of the things that we go through as men, husbands and fathers and sons, some of the things that we struggle with. Every man of God should be able to look at himself and be able to line himself up with the Word of God and begin to let God, through obedience and submission, that he can change how you think, give you a godly character, give you a godly integrity, and also the importance of having godly accountability in your life. Who are you going to go to? Who's in your life can speak into your life and you are going to be obedient to and listen to them? So those are the three things. We invite you to come out and join us again. If you go on Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page, you'll see the flyer and information there. You can reach out to us and get the registration. Amen? Amen. Also, one other announcement for the month of April. I know we're at the end of March here, but for the month of April is going to be Cancer Awareness Month. Testicular cancer. And also, if you go to our Facebook page, we have a photo and a diagram for monthly self-exams for testicle cancer. And that's just this one of the cancers that it's a man thing. You know, we have been, you know, we talk about it, but that's one of the things, that's one of a high rate of causes, especially the prostate exams, and there's also a testicle exam for cancer, for lumps, for abnormalities. It's similar to what women do for their breasts, but you have to be familiar to know when something's wrong. So if you go to our Facebook page, we just wanted to be able to post that up there and so we can let the brothers know how to be able to check yourself out. Amen? Amen. Amen. So tonight we have Pastor Maurice Cromwell. Brother Cromwell, can you hear me, sir? How are you?
Yes, I hear you fine, Brother Deacon. God bless you. Everything's going very, very well. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you tonight.
Amen, sir. Amen. Did you check your email, sir?
Yes, I did.
All right, amen. So, Minister Brian, can you hear me, sir? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, God, brother. Good to hear your voice. Thank God. It's making an opportunity, making time in your schedule to join us. And tonight, hey, you're the main man tonight. We have a couple questions. Pastor Cornwell got a couple questions for you. I got some questions for you because you're going to be the man of the hour here tonight. Because we just want to inform the brothers and our listening audience out there about some of the things to do when we talk about cancer. I mean, all kinds of cancers, the things that we put in our body, the importance of our nutrition and what we're eating, and you just want to share your wisdom. But first, tell us about yourself a little bit. I know you're the Minister of Wellness there at New Vision for Life. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Minister of Wellness for New Vision of Life underneath of Apostle Etta Banks out in Woodlawn. We initially came in teaching the church how to fast, how to go to consecration, and that gave a spark. A lot of lives were changed. A lot of people saw a difference in their body, and we started looking at how to put this on a wellness ministry. And from there, linking up with Black professional men, they needed a wellness component, so that was just ideal for where we were. So now we're in the process of trying to teach the masses how to eat healthier, how to not have disease by the time you're 60 and 70 years old, how to not have so many aches and pains in your body, and just how to live better. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. I think, yeah, that's one of the things. You know, that's one of the things I always say about we always do beginning of year fast or fast for Lent or fast for whatever. But mainly, my thing was always with the beginning of year fast. If you can get rid of something for 30 days in the beginning of year, why pick it back up again? It's like a habit. It's the things that we do. If we're looking for change and looking for conversion and we're looking for to change how we are, why not start the year off with we stop eating certain things and then we ready to pick them up again? You know, we always have people tell your testimony they can't wait till the fast is over so they're going to get another hamburger or you go start eating meat again or whatever. But then, you know, too much of that stuff is part of our problem. Amen?
Correct.
So I appreciate what you're saying. You know, people start feeling better and they wonder why. I said, because you're in the fast. You stop eating a lot of the junk, but then it's spiritual, but then why would you go back? You know, everybody talks about the Daniel fast. Daniel didn't go back. He kept to the dietary things that God had gave him. He never really went on the fast. He just didn't eat the king's meat, if we really read the scripture. But that's a whole other show because, you know, everybody wants the Daniel fast and they're writing books. But Daniel only ate what God told Israel to eat and did not eat the king's meat. So that was when it got us to it. Okay, I don't want to do Bible study here. Amen?
Amen.
I'll do that another show. We'll do a Bible study on Daniel fast, and then maybe, you know, people will open their eyes and minds. But anyway, well, brother, let me start first. Let me ask you this. What makes disease cancer? Do we understand where cancer comes from? What makes a disease cancerous?
Part of the biggest issue we've had over so long as African Americans is we had a poor diet. We didn't know that the processed food that we were eating was really causing us so much bodily harm. It tastes good going down. We never paid any more attention. But over the 5 to 10 years, you see a lot of weight accumulation. You see sluggishness, fatigue. Your bowels change. The habit of your bowels change. Used to be 2-3 times a day. Then you're once a week. And none of those indicators made you stop, realize what was going on. So what happens is when you put certain bad things in, then you add an environmental pollution to some degree, whether it's air, water, asbestos, something that is an environmental pollution. It could even be medication or drugs. And then you add time. Cancer takes time. Normally it's 5 to 10 years before you see cancer show up, and it takes a trigger. An emotional trigger is what sets cancer off. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think that's what people don't think about. It's a buildup. Even sometimes, you know, we all take medication for blood pressure or diabetes or whatever, and you got to understand, those are chemicals that are building up in your body. Now, and if you read it, and it's funny, you listen to these commercials that advertise all these drugs, they list all the side effects. They talk about it real fast, and there's a whole bunch of side effects. So sometimes I listen to us and wonder, well, is it better to have what I have or to take this medicine and get something else? So we tend to forget that medication we put in there is doing something also. It's doing some good, but then it does some bad over years. Because just imagine if you're doing the same thing over and over consistently, whatever your prescription is, if it's 2 times a day for the next 30 years, just think about it. That's all I have to say. That's Cornwell. You have a question for the brother?
Yes, my brother. Here's a question. How does our diet affect, you know, the catch cancer or increase our chance of getting cancer or decrease it? Does our diet have any effect on that at all?
Diet is one of the biggest culprits to cancer, primarily because we've learned that eating crabs, you eat crabs the course of your life. Crab has a toxicity in its liver. That toxicity is stored normally in a man's reproductive area or your feet. And over the 30 years that you've been eating crabs, and I mean, you've been putting a hurting on a bushel, you've stored that poison. You never once did a clean out. You never kind of detoxed your body. You just went along with life. And that poison settles in your reproductive area, whether it's testicular, whether it's prostate, whether it's bladder. And once that poison settles, it's now just waiting for something to kick it over the edge. We've learned that most cancer patients tend to have two common denominators. One, excess amount of mucus. We've learned that cancer is a fungi source cell. So what that means is your body doesn't know how to recognize that fungi because it has a protective protein mucus covering over top of that cell. It's able to mutate other cells, but your body can't defend against it. The reason why your body can't defend against it is because all cancer patients are vitamin and mineral deficient. Means you don't have the right vitamins and minerals going in. The right vitamins and minerals would destroy that protective membrane on that cancerous cell and allow the body to go after it and attack it. So
wow.
If you ask yourself, how many pieces of fruit have you ate today?
Okay, man, there you
that's
go.
A,
oh, wait, let me say
good.
This. Fresh fruit. Not a canned fruit as in syrup or water. How about some fresh fruit? I just want to throw
correct.
That in there, Minister, what do you say?
Correct. It has to be fresh or frozen. It can be fresh or frozen, but never canned.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Amen. And, you know, let me say this, too, from a listening audience, because I know we're here in Baltimore. We know how you focus about crabs, but, you know, let me get biblical 1 minute for my Christian brothers out there. God gave Israel prohibitions against eating certain foods, and crabs is on that list. And lobsters, all that bottom feeder ocean stuff, it's on there. It's on there for a reason. I just let all my theologians out there just go do your study on the dietary guidelines that God had given Israel, and I believe the crustaceans are on there, and God, you know, and God is smarter than us. Amen. But
Amen.
And then I think one thing, Minister, I'm going to just ask you about that. It's about the cleansing too. I mean, you know, how many people I know? Some people do it on holidays. I don't know anybody who eats a bushel of crab every week. I ain't met that kind of people yet, but I know people who eat a lot of crab, but they usually do it, you know, special occasions, something like that. Especially in the summer, they might do a bushel a week, but if you're sharing it, you're never really eating all of it. But still, how important is it to really detox?
Detoxing
yourself.
It is so important and vital that you detox your body. One, the organs need time to rest. So by not eating meat for a certain amount of time, your body is able to focus its energy on healing, rejuvenation, and relaxation. And that's something that we don't do as African Americans. We're always in fight or flight mode. And those two modes keep your system so wound up, half of us don't know how to go to sleep. The other half only sleeps 2 to 4 hours a day. So if you actually can get 6 hours, you're a better individual than most of us, because we're learning that you've got to give this body some time out. And that's part of what's destroying us on the back end. We're so much in this fight or flight mode 24 hours a day, the body doesn't know how to rest. So without the body at rest to rejuvenate itself, you're constantly stressing it. So eating meat is another energy waster that you don't have to have. I mean, granted, I understand a lot of us like meat, but what we're learning every day is your body is on a cycle. It's on a time clock. From 4 a.m. to 11:30, you should never consume meat. What we learned was, the body wants to expel, eliminate. Fruit helps that elimination process. Meat does the opposite. It shuts the process down. makes your body lethargic, makes your body tired. You shouldn't consume meat till about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And that should be your heaviest meal of the day. And then close to 5 to 7, never eat after 7. 5 to 7 should be a light meal. And it should have twice as much vegetables, no fruit, because fruit is going to keep you up, and a little bit of meat and a lot of fiber and grain. That's the plan.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. And again, you know, for my brothers out there listening, it's important that the knowledge is power. You know, you can start to adjust things in your life. You can start to, you know, try something different. Because as you know, anybody who knows, when you go on a fast, you notice the changes, and this is why the changes are happening. You're doing that thing for whatever reason. If you're fasting at the beginning of the year or for, you know, we're coming up on Easter, and some people do 30 or 20-day fasts before that. But it's a lifestyle. We need to understand it's a lifestyle thing. That's why, you know, fasting and the detoxing, it should be part of our normal rotation for our bodies and let our bodies heal itself. There's a lot of things that we can do that the body will take care of it. You know, so you talked about eliminating in the morning and just not, you know, because, you know, I confess, I've had some sausage and some bacon in the morning, a BLT for breakfast, you know, but, you know, after a while, after a certain age, you can't do that. Let me say it that way. After a certain age, you can't sit down and eat a half a thing of bacon and a dozen link sausages and some eggs and, you know, and still go, you know, but anyway, you just have to change. And I think with knowledge and how you're sharing, we have to be able to just start to change how we do. Start somewhere. What happened to when I was a kid, it was cornflakes, Cheerios in the morning, and then roll out to school. You know, but as you get older, you start figuring out you can get a sausage sandwich, McBiscuit, McGriddle biscuit. You know, we all kinds of crazy. But we have to start to change if we want to be better and change. Because down the road, you know, because even today, it was funny, I was just talking at this conversation, the person was like 80 years old and they never really been sick. I said, because their generation didn't eat all the stuff that we ate. They didn't even eat cold cuts because it wasn't as relevant and it wasn't as It wasn't a main stipend their meal. Yeah, it wasn't available and it wasn't a stipend. Because even as myself, I can remember back in the day, we went to McDonald's, it was a treat. It wasn't no everyday McDonald's. If we went to McDonald's, it was like we had to get dressed up and wash our hands and stuff. It was a treat. We went, but we ain't go every week. We did not eat McDonald's 3-4 times a week. So I don't even know how they sold the billion hamburgers, but that's just me. I'm a child of the 70s. Amen? Amen. This is Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Fall. We're here with Minister Brian Bartley from the Wellness Coach for the New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. And we're with Pastor Maurice Cornwell, and we're talking about some food. Then we're having the brother Brian, share with us some information to help us. Again, springtime's coming. This is we're coming up on April. It's going to be the second quarter of the year. The first 3 months, the weather's breaking, so this is the time to start. We can start doing some things. We can start to get out there and start walking. It's not cold anymore. We can do a lot of things. Exercise. You know, one of the things I've learned myself in exercising. I just challenge every man that's listening, do 10 miles a week and see what difference it can be. Now, 10 miles a week is however you want to divide it up. Take Sunday off, do 10 miles a week, and see how different your body will feel, how you feel. And like the brother said, if you're not getting 6 hours of sleep a night, you need to fix something. I'm just saying. I don't mind sleeping. I go to bed after the show go off, and I'm good. Amen? Amen. You're listening to Issues Christian Men Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Clark. But Brother Brian, let me ask you this. What foods, I know we threw crabs under the bus, and we good because we don't have no sponsors here in Maryland, so I really don't care. But what other foods should we not be really not eating? We should get removed out of our diet. What do you say, sir?
You got to remove all the processed foods. So that means you got to look on the back. I mean, we've turned into a society of convenience. If I can't throw it in the microwave and heat it up real quick, I don't have time for it. And unfortunately, that's one of the worst things you could do. Take processed food that somebody's already pre-made for you, then you put it in a microwave, and you've killed any hope of any enzymes that might be in it. So those things are very bad. It used to be the Murray Steakhouse food. But now they're just mass producing so much already done food that it doesn't work for our bodies. And by the time you microwave it, you've now took all the life force out of the food and you're eating something that's dead. That's like eating cardboard. What happens when you eat cardboard? Your body just holds it in. Can't expel it because it doesn't have any enzymes. Can't break it down because it's paper. And that's what you've just done. Accumulated a lot of weight eating microwave foods.
Amen,
so
amen.
What we explain to people, I'm sorry, give me 1 second. We explain to people, buy a toaster oven. That's the best thing you can do to heat your food up or cook it back on the skillet. Amen.
Amen. Well, you also, I'll say this because I'll testify. I've done this myself. You go to a dollar store and buy them aluminum pans, like $5 for $1, and go back old school. Heat your stuff up in the oven. So whatever it is, leftovers from last night, put it in the aluminum pan, stick it in the oven, give it a couple minutes, and you're good. It does the same thing. If you notice, microwave food, when you microwave it, it's real hot, then it cools off real quick. But when you warm it up in the oven, it's warmed up, and then it's warm throughout your whole meal. That's just, that's just my testimony. I've noticed that over the years because I've gotten older and smarter. Amen?
Amen.
That's what Brother Cornwell. You have a question for the brother?
Yes, here's a question. Over the years, have you noticed any common denominator that's been in all cancer patients?
Yes, that's that mucus part. All cancer patients have a lot of mucus. AIDS patients have it. It's the same fungi that we're learning. The funniest part about cancer, it's been around for years, but nobody's got a cure other than radiation and chemotherapy or surgery. They won't tell you how you got it. They won't tell you they can't get rid of it. They won't tell you as long as they're able to milk your insurance and achieve some profitability and make you keep coming back. And then remission kicks in for a hot minute and you think you've got a reprieve. But you never change the diet. You never stop putting in products you shouldn't be. Three top killers or cancer makers, bacon, ham, and sausage. Every other continent on this earth knows those three pork products are cancerous, except
Ouch.
United States.
Ouch.
Yet we eat it like Thanksgiving, holidays, and every day for bacon. It's how you smoke the meat, and it causes nitrates to form when you smoke this processed meat, and that creates free radicals in the body.
Wow.
So if you tell me you've got cancer anywhere in your body, and I go through your diet over the last 30 days, I can see where you've had consistency of putting the wrong product in, time, and then I'm going to ask you what was the stress.
Wow. Hey, I always say just say ouch. So, Brother Doc, that's ouch right there, man.
Amen, amen. But let me ask you, I want to say ask you this, because, again, when you talk to people who've been around a while, because if we look back, again, our grandparents or our parents, depending on how old we are, I think when they were cooking, they cooked, let me say this. We always have barbecues, But is it something different when we talk about the product that when we buy the sausage is already made commercially? Or if you, because, again, you can go on the Internet and learn how to do it yourself and make sausage and use fresh meat and prepare it in a way where you're not using all of it. Because everyone knows, if you don't know, they put a lot of preservatives and other things in the meat when they're making it, even if you think you're buying fresh sausage, because you understand what I'm saying? So
correct.
If we bought fresh meat and then cooked it in a way, we can get some of the benefit, because again, you can't eat barbecue every day. Okay, you can't sit down and eat a half a slab of rib every day you know, 10 pork chops and gravy every day. I mean, you can't do it. But, you know, I'm trying to help the brothers out there, brother minister, because, you know, how important is balance in our diets also? Because I want to be fair, because, you know, I like to eat a sandwich every day. You know, I like to eat some stuff every now and then because it tastes so delicious. But
I understand how it delicious.
How important is balance?
Balance is extremely hard. You can't put all this body back into balance until we cut certain things out. And unfortunately, I haven't found a way to put pork products in a body, not make it swell, not have high blood pressure, and for that person to be healthy. Not with commercial industries' way of making food nowadays. What your grandmother and great-grandmother could get away with, it doesn't happen anymore. The food that we're consuming is just poisonous. We know it is because we see the side effects just from eating food. They were feeding my daughter McDonald's on a regular, 2-3 times a week. Went to the doctors. Doctor said she's 88 pounds at 8 years old. Wait. Or she's about to be diabetic at 8 years old. What does that tell you? The food is poisonous. It's not designed to be in your body. It actually has no nutritional value. The bread itself has a plastic piece in it to make the bread shelf life extend to 6 months. What bread do you know doesn't mold in 6 months? That's because of the plastic that's in it. So they've commercialized food so much that if you're not listening, watching, and understanding, you'll be duped into thinking that you're eating healthy when you're far away from that. And on top of that, at 8 years old, the body goes through hormonal changes and it kicks puberty in so much earlier, which is why we had all these young ladies going through puberty so young, because they were feeding them a lot of chicken boxes from the Asian store, and the chicken had antibiotics and hormone growth factors into them. So now we're learning why and tilapia are now being hormone raised as well. Amen.
You know what, brother? That's why I brought you on the show, because you're going after everybody. You went after the takeout. You went after tilapia because people were ranting and raving about tilapia. They dropped whiting for tilapia. Let me say this to the audience again. You know, what are we doing here? We've been watching on the wall. Now, you can go do your research, because the way information flows in this country, in this culture, in this 21st century, you can go look this stuff up and find out and get the confirmation. But all we want to do tonight is be watching on the wall and put it out there. Because, as you know, if we look around who we are and who our families are, and we know the health issues, we know the health problem, we know cancer in the African-American community is a little higher than the other communities, but across America, we know the cancer death rate. So this stuff is not something we're not making up. But we are saying you have to consider your ways. You have to consider what's going on in your body, what you're doing. And then, like the brother's saying, and our children, a lot of stuff, you know, that thing what he was saying about because there's so much growth hormones in the food, our children, that puberty issue is a real thing. But again, you know, if you don't believe us, fine, but go ask your pediatrician to see what they say. Go ask your doctor when you go into your checkups annually or every 5 years or whenever you go, and ask them about diet and how it reacts and what's going on with all our food. And again, it's like anything else. We have to, with the knowledge, then we can make better choices, make educated choices to try and change. You know, I've known brothers, you know, they have been around a long time, and you know, they stopped eating red meat altogether. And I got other brothers who swore off chicken. You know, they done with chicken no matter what. I said, but bro, wait a minute. If it's a fresh chicken, you go to the market, the live market, and get your chicken, you know, it might be kind of good. The brother just, you know, he's abandoned chicken, you know. But anyway, anyway, but you listen to Issues Christian Men's Talking. Tonight we're here, we're talking about wellness. We're talking about what we eat and the things and the effect that it has on our body to bring knowledge and bring insight into the community tonight. Well, brother, I got another one for you. Also, we're here with, Minister Brian Bartley from Kingdom Builders Wellness Minister, and Pastor Maurice Cornwell is joining us tonight. And we're just talking about some things here. Let me ask you this. Okay, I grew up in the 70s. We had Crisco. Crisco and bacon fat. That's what we cooked in. So am I still good? Can I fry a little chicken, fry a little fish with some Crisco? You know, because even when I fry fish, I don't use flour. I use cornmeal. Am I working out healthy? Or is there something else we should be able to, I don't know. Well, first, we'll start with fried foods. And if I can have some fried foods, can I still use Crisco vegetable? What do you say, sir?
You cannot use Crisco oil. One of the things that we didn't understand back in the day that everybody had to have on their stove was that blue can of Crisco. We were eating a poison. We were eating a soybean poison that was deteriorating our arteries, and that's the reason now, 20 years later, those 70 individuals that are now in the 2017 are having COPD, enlargement of the heart, calcium in the arteries. All of that's because we stayed with Crisco for so long as a bad trans fat oil. That means when you cook it above 250 degrees, it sends free radicals throughout your body that turn into be cancerous. We're learning now that the only three oils that you should put in your body are sesame, black walnut, and coconut. They have a very high smoke point, but the one that does a lot is the coconut oil. Black walnuts kick out parasites. Parasites don't like walnuts, so they get out your body extremely fast, but does the same thing with coconut as well. Those are the oils that we cook everything in now. If you don't like the coconut flavor, you can get it refined without the taste, without the smell. But that's what we cook. Amen.
Let me ask you this, just something about the temperatures, because, again, when we use those other oils, now we have to pay attention because they heat up faster than vegetable or lard or what we may be used to. So that's a shift there, because our cooking temperature and flame, we have to be more attentive to what we're doing on the stove. Is that correct? Is that true? I just want to put that
correct. Also, from a chef point of view, we fry at 350 degrees, but most oils break down so fast at that high temperature that you're just putting poison into your system. As soon as your body eats that fried chicken and it goes in your stomach, you're now putting all these free radicals floating around in your system just looking for a place to hide. And they're looking for a stress trigger now that they're in. You have no vitamins, no minerals going in on a daily, so it's nothing to combat those free radicals. That's what an antioxidant does. It goes after and munches on them like Pac-Man.
Amen. Thank you for breaking that down so I can understand that. I can understand Pac-Man and eating up the ghosts. That's good. I like that. Everyone can understand that, even our children that are listening. Amen. It's funny. Again, you know, it's again, anything that you listen to tonight, and if you listen to the rebroadcast by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Farr, if you hear anything, ask your physician, ask your pediatrician. You know, most of us still have health insurance. We have nutritionists. There's resources out there. That's one thing I wanted to touch on later on in the show. But there's resources from professionals who can help us. Because again, I brought Minister Brian here. This is like the second month he's been on since the new year. Because we just want to be watching on the wall. We want to put it out there. Now, we don't claim to be, you know, experts, but I can tell you something. I've changed my lifestyle. I know this brother's got some physical challenges and changed. That's his passion and what he's doing. And it's going to help us. It's going to help us. And when we, and again, in the body of Christ, we go on fast for all kinds of reasons. But why do we come off the fast? Why do we pick up the thing that we saw that wasn't good for us, but then we can't wait to go back and celebrate to pick it up again? That's all I'm saying. I'll leave it right there. I'll leave it to more deeper spiritual folk than me to figure it out. Amen. But let me ask you, Pastor Cornwell, sir, you have a question for the brother? Or you want to share?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here just like totally like revamping my whole lifestyle as I'm listening to this. Thank you so very much for this. Wow. Well, here's the first question. Other question I want to ask you. How does sunlight and exercise affect disease? The reason why I'm asking because I spent most of my adult life working the night shift, on overnight shift, and I've heard some things. I recently got the book called Never Be Sick Again. That was recommended by a brother who's into health, and it has helped. But my question is, how does sunlight and exercise affect disease?
We're learning that the power of the sun is called helotherapy. And the rays from sunlight are specifically made for African Americans. Other races around the world can't tolerate sunlight as we can. It's one of the reasons why they chose African slaves to work the plantations, because we could tolerate the heat since we came from a tropical climate. What helotherapy does is it applies a vitamin D deep into your cellular structure, which helps the body ward off certain diseases. Oxygen on a daily basis of exercising allows the lungs to expand three times their size normally than just regular breathing. So you're conditioning your body just by moving, just by walking. If you add other exercises in that are more higher impact, you're doing better. But for a lot of my 50-plus people, we've put so many bad things in that we're in pain now. So I need us to do more low impact, more stretching, more Tai Chi, which is a very light Chinese stretching, just certain things that get you more acclimated to being more mobile. So that's what the sunlight does for our body. It's a healing piece. Just like the flower needs sunlight, your body needs sunlight as well. You need it for your skin. You need it for your eyes. You need it for your cellular structure. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. You know, I appreciate that. And again, you know, one of the things, I'm going to be a disciple of this thing here, because it's spring is here. 10 miles a week. 10 miles a week. That's all I'm saying. If you can get 10 miles in, that's a half a mile walk. I don't know, wherever. The place that you drive to go get something to eat, walk there, walk back. I don't know. Figure it out. We got Google Maps. Put in a location, and then instead of hitting your car, hit walking and figure out a mile. 10 miles a week, 7 days in a week. You know, you do one day, you do a mile, and then one day you do a quarter mile, and make it add up to 10. That's the challenge I want to put out there for the brothers that are listening, for all those who are listening out there. Because we have to do something. If we can't do the same thing and expect anything different. And I believe our health issue is the same thing as our salvation. Once we understand we're sinners, and once we accept Christ, now, is there something with this? What do we need to do to be perfected, to heal, well done, my good and faithful servant? Same thing with our health. Now that we have the knowledge, what do we want to do different to change our circumstance, our situation? Even when we got saved, we stopped going certain places, stopped hanging with certain people, stopped doing certain things, got about obedience to Christ. So, and when it comes to our body and our health, what are we willing to give up and what are we willing to do? It's the same principle, if you ask me. And as a man of God and people of God, this is something we already know how to do. We know how to prune things out of our lives. So we need to start pruning things out of our refrigerators, out of our cabinets, out of our pantries, and do better. And then, again, we got folk coming up behind us, our children, our kids. They, you know, we have kids now who, that's all they know is microwave. you know, that's either here or there, but that's all they know. They have a refrigerator full of everything can be thrown in the microwave. Only time they might get something good, they go, it's a holiday. Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, you know, some people still, but some people throw something in the microwave at Thanksgiving, but I think that's a sin against God, but that's just me. But anyway, again, we have, once we know, and once we need to start to be able to change and be able to do different. And that's why we're here. That's why we're sharing tonight. That's why I asked the minister to come and just and put it out there. That we have to start doing things different for our bodies. Because everybody's arguing about health care. But why, like the brother mentioned earlier, health care, hospitals are for profit. This is money making. Health insurance companies are making money. Because all the years you're healthy, they keep all that. Then when you get sick, you have to prove that you can get your money back. If you ever do the math, you put a whole lot in, and what you get out is the end of life stuff. But that's just me. Again, study for yourselves, seek it out. And it's and being healthy is not a thing. There's a whole industry out here that is not looking for you to be healthy. They rather try and get you healthy after you already succumb. Amen? You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. And we talk about the issues that affect men's lives as they leave their homes, in their communities, and their churches. And tonight we're talking some health issues here with the Wellness Ministry from New Vision from Life, Kingdom Builders, Minister Brian Bartley. I'm sorry, but I just messed your name up. How you pronounce it?
Bartley.
Okay, got you. Brian Bartley. Can you share with the audience how they can reach out to you, get in touch with you? And I know you also have a prayer line going on. Can you share the information with the audience?
Sure. We've got May the 20th, All Cancer Cures at Drew Hill Park. Historic race, never been done before. We're asking everybody to come out and please support. We're trying to bring awareness to the inner city community. It was a pilot program that they used to do, and they got away from it because it wasn't profitable. Now we're trying to go back in with black professional men and be the forefront of bringing health and wellness into our communities. We have a lot of nonprofits that are going to be there that you can come and learn. Just so much information and a tribute for those that have lost cancer patients. We're trying to do community association festivals. We're looking for a community that would love for us to come in, do a block party, obstacle course, maybe a two-mile walk, and just have some food and some fun with that as well. We're shooting for July the 22nd. The prayer line is Monday through Friday. I preach Wellness Fridays at 7:30. That number is 515-739-1030. And the PIN number to get access is 278-758-757. And we do the same thing like we're doing now.
Amen. So we encourage you. Again, if you go to Issues Christian Men's Talk, our Facebook page and our Twitter account, you'll see the number there. You can link up with the brother and call this Friday at 7:30 a.m. That number is going to be 515-739-1030. And the PIN is going to be 278-758-757. So we encourage you to come on. You can ask the brother some questions and get some more details and get the links and get your insight and again, and support. And we will support you. We'll pray. You can go and walk. You got the 5K coming up. Now, for you brothers who didn't do the conversion, 5K is like 3.2 miles. So if you're doing 10 miles a week, and then you come out and do a 5K and see 3 miles, you might could do 3 miles in about 45 minutes an hour. Remember, it's not a race. It's a walk, fun walk. But, you know, it's a race, but, you know, we want you to finish. And 5K is only really 3 miles. So start working out. Get ready. It's May. You got 2 months. This is March. You got 2 months. Get yourself in shape. You can come out. Y'all giving out T-shirts at the 5K walk, brother?
Yes, we're giving out T-shirts.
Are they free or we got to pay registration?
Registration.
All right. Well, register and get yourself a T-shirt. And, you know, you walk around all summer and tell people you walk 5K. and, you know, it looked like something, because most people can't do the conversion of the metric. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Cromwell, can you hear me, sir? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here,
I think I lost Pastor Cromwell. Oh, okay. Do you have a question for the brother?
Well, yes. I wanted to ask two things real quick. Is there a book you can recommend? I know I have one I mentioned earlier, but do you see any books that you would recommend? And second question, real quick, milk. Heard a lot about milk not being good for. I've turned over to, my whole family now has turned over to drinking the, almond milk. But I want to ask you, that's just, we heard this just wasn't good for the beginning free radicals and things like that, and the phosphorus and all that kind of stuff. But can you touch on that one, those two things?
Sure. I'll go through three real quick. The first one is one of the books, one of my reference books is How to Eat According to Your Blood Type. It's a very important book. It teaches you, based upon your blood type, what you should eat and what you shouldn't. It goes through meats, foods, vegetables, spices, and all of that. The second question that you had was the two milks you should be consuming should either be sweet almond milk or coconut milk. Both of them are very good for the body. Coconut is more superior, but at least those are the best milks that we found works. You can actually feed a baby coconut milk, and their weight will double just as fast. We're learning that it works for premature babies as well. The third piece before we have to leave, we found that certain items that are in your home have been causing cancer and nobody never told you. One was the talcum powder. You heard the big lawsuit, Johnson & Johnson, about women putting talcum powder in their underwear and ending up with ovarian cancer. We're learning that talcum powder is a carcinogen. Crest Tartar toothpaste, Procter & Gamble, nothing but poison all in your... When you start looking on the back and you see FDNC, Blue One, saccharin, and fluoride, no toothpaste should have fluoride in it. It's a carcinogen. It's nothing but a poison. We found that certain shampoos contain carcinogens again. Permanent hair color by Clairol. A lot of women couldn't understand why they were getting brain cancer if it was because of the dyes that were in their hair coloring that you see now. It's too caustic to be against the skin. When you sweat in your head, you're allowing that product to move into your brain, and it's causing brain cancer. We're learning that Ajax, that we used a long time ago, destroys your lung mucus membrane in your lungs, another poison. We're learning so much every day. Here was one, beef frankfurters, beef hot dogs from Oscar Mayer were poisonous. They contain hormones, carcinogens, and a whole bunch of DDT, estrogen hormones that make the body go through some very bad side effects, and you never knew it. Nobody never told us. So I'm just going around trying to explain to people not to put certain household chemicals and certain foods in the body so we don't have the disease. Now, all of these chemicals in these products that I just spoke don't have to be in there for no apparent reason. It's just the companies are putting this poison in intentional. And that says a lot. I don't know if they're trying to thin our race out or if they're trying to make it more profitable for our sickness, but we just have to wake up and be a lot smarter. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you know, bro, I appreciate it because a lot of that, again, you know, it's I like you, bro, because you're all in because you're calling out stuff that everybody got around their house, and then they got to wonder, you know, how they're going to clean out their bathtub. But anyway, these are all chemicals, and we have to be knowledgeable. It's how we handle them. You know, it's what we're doing. We have to know because you're right, that talcum powder thing. You know, that was, you know, that when I first heard about it, I'm like, really? That was talcum powder. We use that all the time in the summer because it gets hot and muggy. And I was in New York. But, you know, taco powder is the thing. Your mama tell you put taco powder on your neck, you know, put the taco powder on, cool off, and all that.
Mm-hmm. But, it should have been cornstarch.
You know some stuff? Yeah. Come on, man, cornstarch. That's like, I think taco powder was cheaper. But I'm just saying. And some things we do out of tradition, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a tradition. A family, my grandmama did it, my mama did it, that's why I did it. So, you know, cornstarch, there was a time you used to cook with cornstarch, so she wasn't taking those stuff out of your grandma's cabinet and putting it on your body. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, bro, it's one thing I wanted to go back to, because you talked about, because I'm like a math guy, and you talked about the factors that trigger. I wanted to touch on that a little bit, because you said the cancer is triggered by what we eat and side effects and what else, and emotional stress, the trigger.
Emotional stress.
Did you give that to me again?
Emotional stress, environmental pollution,
uh-huh.
and what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to add time.
Okay, so I got emotional stress.
Is
that would
trigger.
Be a trigger, because I'm writing an equation. I'm writing an equation here. The what we eat.
What you eat.
Okay.
Plus time.
All right. And then plus the time. How long we've been eating the stuff we've been eating that ain't been good for us. And then, that can be a trigger for our cancer, because that stress, I'm trying to think. Again, I'm not all wise, but I do know that emotional stress can drop your immune system.
Correct.
If you're stressing a lot of things, that does affect your body, your immune system, you know, because that's where, you know, it comes into, they want to get people relaxed. Even after surgery in hospitals, there's a reason you have that hospital music, that you want to calm the body and let the body heal and let the natural healing process take place. But if people are stressed out, that can, you know, prevent that. When it comes to antibiotics and the white blood cell count and all that stuff.
Amen.
I remember some of my biology. I took a couple classes. Amen.
Amen.
But bro, I do appreciate you coming on tonight. I appreciate your time that you spent and your ministry, man. And again, I'm going to invite you back next month. We're going to touch on some other stuff because I think we need this is going to be an ongoing segment. I know we talked about it, but I want to bring it because our health issues. I mean, we have generation come behind us, and some of us in the 70s, we want to live. You know, I want to do 90, like at least around. I want to hit at least the 90s. You know what I mean? If I hit the 90s, I'd be content. But if God has another plan for me, I'd be content with that too. But
Amen.
But the thing I want to say this too, with longevity, we don't want to live long and be sick. Because I work in a hospital, and you see elderly folk, they're living long lives, but they're not living in quality. And I think that's what we have to look at. You know, and we want to live long, but do we want to have a quality life where we still can do? Because we see 80 years old and 90 years old out here who are still walking, involved. They still have their mental capacity. I know we like to stress on those with dementia and Alzheimer's and all that. But there's others out here who are living successful and prosperous lives at older age. Not every old person's in a nursing home or in a care center. And we want to be one of those. You know, that I'm living a long life, but I'm healthy. I'm out here. I'm being productive. I pray God that I'm still serving the Lord and not just hanging on. Because I've been in the hospital. Like I said, I work in a hospital. And I see some old folk come in, and their lives are just not well. But again, these are things we need to do now. Because if we can do some things that can help us be that spry young 90-year-old. Because remember, Abraham had a child at what? How old was Abraham when he had a child? 75, 80. So I'm just saying. You know, so the Bible speaks about this. Because let's see, we have Caleb, we have Moses. Because Moses was 40, got kicked out, went into the desert for 40, then came back, then had to pass to them brothers for another 40. So that's 120. So the brother had to have some strength. He had to have some vitality about it. So that's what I'm talking about. We need to be men of vitality. We're going to change it from men of valor to men of vitality when we do men's ministry, because we need to have some, we need to be out there. We need to be out there doing some stuff. We're going to be like Caleb. You know, we're going to take the rough part of town, and we're going to take it, and we're going to take it because we're as strong as we was as 4 years ago. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Brother Pastor,
can I give some contact information?
Oh, yes, sir. Please do. Please do. Give
if,
contact information.
If you got
information.
A question, if you got a health issue, and you were interested in, give me an email, tb7tomboy7wellnessoutreachministry@gmail.com. And if I can leave you with one thing, your deodorant has aluminum in it. You use the same deodorant for 20 years, that's the pollution that you're putting in your body. Your body can't break down aluminum. That's why we've had so much dementia, Hodgkin's disease, and a whole bunch of mental illnesses going on. Stop using deodorant with aluminum and parabens inside of them. Amen.
Amen, bro. You have me going to the grocery store reading labels, man. We're going to be in Walmart reading labels and looking at stuff. But, again, we're watchmen on the wall tonight. We're calling these things out. I pray. We're all intelligent. We have the Internet, most of us. If not, go again, ask your doctor, your pediatrician, do your research. We're watchmen on the wall tonight. We're just calling this stuff out. And then you can't say you didn't hear, didn't know. And if you don't want to look it up for yourself, you know, it's like anything else. We have folks who hear the gospel all the time and reject it. And we know what the outcome for that, for rejection of the gospel is to be. So it's the same thing. We just want to spread that gospel of wellness. We have to be accountable to what we're doing. We have to know what's going on, what we're putting in our body, and then find alternatives, find ways to change who we are and how we live. Brother Pastor Cornwell, anything you want to share before I close?
I would say, first of all, thank you. I really appreciate this. You really have me thinking. And I missed the part. Did you recommend the book? I missed it. If you said it, I can hear some noise in the background here. Did you recommend any book you can probably look at?
Say that one more time. I can't hear on my side.
Yeah, I said, I was trying to hear a book that you could recommend. I may have missed that because of the noise in my background here.
Sure. I can send it to Deacon Farr by email, and then I'll send the author as well.
Awesome. And thank you very much. And real quick, by way of announcement, Upper Floor Ministries, we are moving. We are making aggressive move to buy a piece of land, and we'll have on our website. We're going to be moving to get a piece of land. So we're going to make a step into a temporary a place for our morning services, and we're going to have all that on our website at upwithnd.org. And we definitely want everybody to stay abreast and keep us in prayer because, you know, nothing more powerful than buying the land. And we plan on making a temporary move for, we're staying 6 months a year, but we think it's going to be sooner than that. And our plan is to take a temporary location, and then we're going to step out, put through the land, and start building. To keep us in prayer.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen, man. And I'm praying God, man. You know, you got my number. Call me. You need some help. Give me a call. I'm in. Amen. You've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We've been here tonight with Minister Brian Bordley, a wellness coach at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, and talking about health issues and the things to try and help us get us cancer-free and choose better and be better in our lives. Amen. But thank you. We're going to be. You can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk on Facebook and on Twitter. It's Issues Men's Talk. And I'll be posting the information that Minister Brian has sent me about the book, and the information will be posted on our Facebook page. Or you can reach out to us also on Twitter and Facebook. I can inbox you, and we'll get that information out to our listening audience. Brother Brian, you going to close us out in prayer real quick, sir?
Sure. Father God, we come before you now saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for the information that you allow me to bestow upon your people. Allow it to give comfort for somebody that was disturbed and disturb somebody that was too comforted. We come before you just saying thank you for just everything you've done today. Allow this word to be meek and allow it to stay in our mind and our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Brothers, I thank you for joining me, for my audience. Join us again on Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. when we'll be live for another intriguing, encouraging, edifying show. God bless you, gentlemen. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you all.